The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Yes, Aisling Narkin is back with me, the TV chef and the mindful eating coach, to talk about pork. Is that right?
Yeah.
How big is the pork industry?
Absolutely huge. 490 million in terms of exports. We export to 70 countries. China was one of the big ones. Our exports to China have fallen a little bit, but exports to Japan have increased. UK, Germany, Denmark. So like, we're really well regarded globally for excellent quality pork. Like, when you look at how much our pork sells for, we get a higher price, like 213 or something a kilo versus 181 a kilo. So I bought myself half a free range pig about 2 years ago.
Like, what do you mean? Sorry, you bought half a free range pig.
So I went to see the pig. So it was a Gloucestershire Old Spot.
Okay.
So this lady is a vet by trade, but yeah, she has this beautiful, big, kind of small garden farm at home, and she was rearing pigs. We heard about this. So I went down and I met her and the pigs.
Okay.
And we picked out a pig and decided I was going to get half a pig. And then she uses a lady. She goes to the. So
again, when you say you bought half a pig, you mean you bought like a half a carcass, or you partially own a pig?
No, I got the carcass butchered.
Oh.
So that's what I got.
Oh, right, okay. I thought you bought a pit like half a pig.
No. I mean, you could have done that, presumably from the younger age and, yeah, you know, reared it up and all of that stuff. But she was specifically rearing them for this.
Who butchered it for you?
So this is what she does, right? She uses an abattoir down in Wexford, ran by a lady, and supposedly it's an excellent facility. And the pork was beautiful.
Was it?
So sweet.
Okay.
So sweet. Now, there was a lot of fat on it. You're like, much more than you would get in the supermarket.
Right.
And it was really funny because we were talking to the lady after, and she was kind of saying, you know, it's one of the things I'm working on in terms of what I'm feeding them and how I'm rearing them and all of that. But I mean, if you could go that step, I think it might have been at the time 500 or 600 euro.
Mm.
But I mean, I had a serious amount of meat in my freezer for months. And again, it's that philosophy of discernment, quality over quantity. Every time I cooked it, it was kind of special because it was like, oh, this is delicious.
Yeah.
You really appreciated it.
Well, short of buying half a carcass from a woman in Waterford or Wexford, what should people do in the supermarket? What should they be looking out for good quality?
Like, colour. Your colour is really important. You're looking for like that fleshy, pinky colour, not grey. The most easiest one is that Board B, a quality assured mark. If you can get a bit of marbling through it, absolutely lovely. But pork is quite good value. Like a pork steak, like a fillet.
Yeah.
You can buy for 5 euro, which kind of blows my mind in some ways because it's so beautiful. It's so tender. It's so easy to cook. Pork mince is one of my other absolute favourites.
Right. Well, we get into the food. Let's do it. Come
it's been
on.
A while. Let's just eat. What will you pick? Where you want to start?
I'm going to start with the sausage rolls.
Yeah, start with the sausage rolls. There is nothing better than a good, proper sausage roll.
Right.
You're starting with crispy all butter pastry. So puff pastry, all yeah, butter. It's difficult to find in the supermarket, but it is available. The difference is you'll pay 6 euro for a box of all butter puff pastry. I know. Aren't they good?
Oh, it's so good.
Like, delicious.
Yeah. Pastry's so soft.
It's lovely, isn't it?
Mm.
And then I bought a thing of sausage meat. So it was like a 500 grams of sausage meat. And it was difficult to get that for years, but some of the supermarkets are continuing all year long. And like, it does make a difference. It's just so much easier to use that as opposed to buying the sausages, taking the casing off and
yeah,
kind of going again. There are recipes that make sausage rolls with pork mince. I personally don't like them. I don't like, it's the texture. I like the filling to be kind of smooth on the inside, so I don't love the mince. But what I've added in kind of the vein, I suppose, of me always trying to get in more plants, trying to, you know, make it just a little bit better for us. And by the way, sausage rolls are an absolute indulgence. Eat the very best of them that you can. And that's why I'm so adamant about making them at home, because nothing you buy in the supermarket will ever compare. But if you're going to make them at home, what I've added to that, right, so it was the 500 grams of sausage meat, and into that went a quarter of a tin of brown lentils for a little
bit
of extra fiber, grated apple. And sometimes
okay,
what I put in is grated courgette. So there's half full grated apple in there. There is your lentils, which you didn't even notice.
No, it's a health food, basically, is what I just say.
We're getting close.
Yeah.
I'm trying to make it just a little bit more healthy. And then what I love to put in the middle is ketchup. So sausage meat.
There's ketchup in it.
Ketchup in it for that little bit of extra sweetness,
nice,
apple, and then the lentils. And then what I did was I put in a little bit of smoked paprika and cumin. You could mash up chickpeas. Like, blitz up chickpeas and do 50% sausage meat, 50% chickpeas. Put a few roast.
Yeah, I mean, if you want to.
It's nice. But if you, like I said, if you're going to do it right, okay?
Yes.
So we've done those right. Next up, peach and pork pil pil.
Oh, wow, okay.
Yeah. So,
do I use a knife and fork or does...
Use a knife and fork. It's quite big.
All right, okay.
There's a lot.
Definitely if I was on my own, I would not be.
You just pick it up and bite into it.
Yeah, well, it's on a bit of bread.
It
so
is
it's
not
just
bread.
Inviting people to pick it up.
Listen, you do you. No, so no. We've got crusty sourdough bread on the bottom. And then what I did was I got the pork steak, right? Cut it super, super thin, like paper thin.
Yeah.
I got a pan. I put oil in the pan, a tiny little bit of butter. Into that went smoked paprika, 3 or 4 cloves of garlic, like plenty of garlic, smoked paprika, a red chili. Get those sizzling, right? And as they start to foam and kind of sizzle a little bit, you're popping the peaches.
Lovely. The peach is really nice.
Really nice, isn't it? And it's in season and it's gorgeous. Leave the skin on the peach, just cut it around the belly, twist it, pop the stone out, cut it into little cubes, then put that in the pan. And what happens is when that goes in first, you're allowing that peach to go a little bit jammy.
Yeah.
And a little bit kind of sweet, softened down into those kind of garlicky, chili, like butter kind of oil. Mm. Then that pork is cut so thin. It is super fast after that. So once the pork goes on the pan, high heat, cook it really fast, like minutes, like 2, 3, 4 minutes. That's all. And then cook that because the longer you leave it, the tougher it will kind of get, you know. So you want to be, and you could do the same with a pork chop. But it's like, it's really, really lovely. And then finish it with fresh parsley. So that it's kind of like your classic prawn pil-pil, but you're just using the pork. And pork is one of those foods that's so full of umami. And we always talk about umami. So like there's an index of, you know, foods that have the most amount of umami, that depth of savoury flavour. If I was doing something like meatballs at home, like just a spaghetti bolognese or meatballs, for years now, I just stopped doing, like, it was just a default that our brains thought of only beef mince only. Beef mince for lasagna, beef mince for meatballs. Never, ever. With years now, I've changed 50% beef, 50% pork mince.
Even for if you're doing spaghetti bolognese?
Spaghetti bolognese, lasagna, anything right. That's a ragu. Oh, the flavour. So much more flavour. And like that's the way the Italians do it. So like so much more flavour. Isn't it lovely?
Yeah, I've eaten it all and halfway through I give up on the knife and fork actually. Yeah. I just used my hands.
It's just there's so much flavour in it. It's really, really nice. And by the way, don't be afraid to shy away of a tinned peach. There's nothing wrong with tinned peaches.
That's one dinner, 1.5 dinners.
I feel like this is like man v food
look
today.
At this.
I did bring you like a massive portion.
This is
of
huge.
This.
And it's amazing. It's like I feel like I'm in Asia somewhere.
Isn't it lovely? And that's actually one of the things I want to talk to you about. So it's a really simple Thai red curry. It's all it is. From the supermarket, like the paste, the pack.
I wish people could see this when Aisling says, that's just a really simple Thai red curry. And most people's really simple Thai red curry is just maybe some meat, a jar, and then it's just on a kind of
a
plate.
I know. But it's the presentation is really nice. So we've got the rice in one bowl, we've got the Thai red curry in the other. But look at the garnishes, right? And this is something so simple that you can do at home to just amp up the whole experience when you are buying a supermarket kind of paste and coconut milk. So on top to garnish, we have a cheek of lime. So what's the difference between a cheek of lime and a wedge of lime? So wedge of lime, you're cutting down the middle and then into kind of quarters and you put your wedges. A cheek is where you just skim kind of like the two edges, the two sides, and you get it looks like a cheek.
Yeah.
So that's really nice. Then onto that, we've got a couple of manchu too. So slice them. Find kind of the thicker part where the peas are. Slice just above that. And what you do then is you expose all of the little peas on the inside.
Oh,
they add this beautiful crunch to the top.
Yeah.
Then I've got some really nice banana shallot. So you could use spring onion or banana shallot, but the banana shallots are just like kind of like baby onions but much milder. Slice it really thinly so it adds this kind of pop of like pinky purple on top. And curry. Oh, I forgot the coriander here.
Oh my gosh,
after all
I
that
to say, yeah,
I'm so
missing something.
Stop, I forgot the coriander. I can't believe I and it's outside. I literally forgot to garnish it on top. Doesn't even need it. It's just beautiful the way it is. I'm gonna tell
I mean, you could do it, but no, it's not. It's really good. It's really good.
Let me tell you how I made it. What I'm trying to do is take something so simple, right?
Sorry, what's this here that goes with it?
So this is our viral carrot TikTok salad.
Does that go with this?
It's a lovely accompaniment. Yeah, it goes really nice.
Okay, before you talk about that then, tell me how you made this.
So there is the pork fillet again.
Yeah.
So that's like one fillet of pork. One of those supermarket curry paste goes in. So you heat up the aromatics in the bottom of the pan. You put in the Thai red curry paste. Into that then, I'm always trying to get a couple of veg. Courgettes and red peppers. We limit it to two. They both work really, really nicely. And the red gives that lovely pop of red colour that goes with the sauce. Courgettes are seasonal. Obviously, we have them at the moment. They're Irish. They're lovely. Mm-hmm. And then coconut milk went in. Bish, bash, bosh. Nothing else got done to it. Like my tendency at home now, I'll add a bit of fish sauce, I'll add a bit of soy sauce. I was like, no, stop. Don't do any of that. Just leave it as it is. And actually, it's beautiful.
Oh, it's so
nice. It's lovely just as it is. It's lovely and creamy. It's served with a little bit of basmati rice. Jasmine rice is another really nice one. If you see it in the supermarket, it's a lovely one to pick up. It has a slightly more floral fragrant flavour, but goes beautifully with Thai food. Really nice. And then to accompany it, to add a little ping of brightness and fresh, get in that extra veg.
Yeah.
This has been all over TikTok. It's called the viral TikTok carrot salad. Like, if you Google it, it will come up. So I've done 2 full carrots. You get your veggie peeler, peel ribbons of carrot. Into that, you put 4 carrots, 2 tablespoons of soy sauce, 1 tablespoon of rice wine vinegar, 1 tablespoon of sesame oil, sprinkle over sesame seeds, and then pop in coriander and a little bit of spring onion or a shallot.
Sorry, was this not cucumber about 6 months ago?
That probably was.
It was, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think it might
People
have been,
were
actually.
Making cucumber like this.
Yeah.
It is nice.
It's tasty,
yeah,
isn't it? And
it
the
is.
Flavours work. And I think sometimes if you're, you know, going down the road of having a curry in the rice, it can feel like you don't want it to feel too heavy. So
no.
It's a nice way to kind of lighten it up and get in that extra veg. What's your favourite?
Sorry, it's hard to beat a I just love sausage rolls.
You know.
I really do. And if I go for a run on a Sunday morning with the lads, I always have a sausage roll afterward.
Really?
They're
just
my go-to food if I'm going somewhere for in a cafe.
And once they're done right, and I think it brings it back to that piece of like quality over quantity, like choose your pork cut wisely. And
yeah.
Like that fillet of pork is just so reasonable in the supermarket at the moment. It's all, like I said, Boerbia quality assured, and just use it really, really smart. Like, don't be afraid of the pork mince is the other one. And then like pork shoulder or something like that to roast in the oven is beautiful.
I say it was my favourite. I mean, I ate all of the peach and I'm halfway through the curry here and I'm still going.
Sure, so we're in no rush.
All delicious, all delicious. Aisling, as always. You can find it on Aisling social media channels if you just look for there. Aisling Larkin, the TV chef and the mindful eating coach, who will be back at the same time next week.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.